Throughout the month of August, we're going to hear from the campaign speeches of all 9 Democratic candidates for president. Today's speech is from Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich. It was delivered recently at the Commonwealth Club in San Francisco. Here's an excerpt.
As a candidate for president, and as someone who fully intends to be the next president of the United States, I intend to lead this country in a direction to rejoin the world community on matters of international security. It is not appropriate for America to stand apart from the world community. It is not appropriate for America to have policies in our national security doctrines which call for unilateralism, which call for interventionism and preemption, because those policies put us on a direct course for disaster. Those policies separate us from the world community. Those policies are part of an old type of thinking which says that in order to survive in the world, you must dominate, not cooperate. We're at a moment in time where we have the opportunity to consciously choose if this is the direction we want our nation to go in. And as the next president, I say that we need to strengthen, not weaken, the UN. We need to strengthen, not weaken, the Non-Proliferation Treaty. I intend to see this nation continue to pursue the tenets of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which commit America and the rest of the world to total nuclear disarmament. It is time that we do that. We are at a moment where we must understand that this administration has taken this the country in an opposite direction. In its nuclear posture review, it enunciated a doctrine of nuclear first use, which goes against the idea of the Non-Proliferation Treaty. In its cancellation of the ABM Treaty, they set back decades of cooperation with Russia for the disestablishment of nuclear arsenals. With its unwillingness to pursue a test ban treaty, with its unwillingness to move forward with START 2 and START 3, this administration went in the direction of nuclear buildup. The new nuclear weapons that are being subsidized in this latest budget call for so-called bunker busters, legitimizing other nations who wish to engage in the use of nuclear weapons or to rattle the nuclear saber. While this nuclear sword of Damocles hangs over the world, our administration has instead talked about building new nuclear weapons. I ask you, what kind of credibility do we have in dealing with North Korea and their nuclear pretensions if at the same time we tell them to get rid of their nuclear weapons when we're building new nuclear weapons on our own? We're going in the wrong direction, and I aim to change that. It is time for the United States to rejoin the world community in matters of international governance, not only helping to sustain the United Nations, but working towards a biological weapons convention, a chemical weapons convention, a small arms treaty, a landmine treaty, and as president, I will lead the way in signing the documents that cause the United States to join the International Criminal Court. It is time for us to join the world community on matters of international justice.
That's Ohio Congressman and Democratic candidate for president, Dennis Kucinich.